Hello, good people of GWA Backstage. This is Crimson Songbird, and my phone, of course, does that straight away. Just going to put it on silent. I'm not cutting that out. We're going to make this as real as possible. Hell yeah. So, I can't believe I'm recording something again. It's been a very long time since I've recorded anything. And I am really, really sorry about that. But this is like an age-old excuse, and I know, but my life has just gotten so busy. 'Cause I officially became like independent last year. Like I was in university, and then I became officially like not in education independent just over a year ago. And I was taking time to kind of find my feet and all that jazz. And then stuff just started happening, you know, in terms of professional and social life and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so, and after having a lot of time, not having time to record, it's just gotten normal for me not to record. Do you know what I mean? It's just bizarre. And I'm much more comfortable recording non-sexy stuff at the moment. I'm sure I'll get it back. I think I've just kind of lost the fire to like record sexy stuff recently. And I don't want to force myself to record something sexual if I'm not into it. But as soon as I get that fire back, I promise I will record something. But it might just take a while, that's all. It's not, nothing bad's happened. It just happens sometimes. You know, you lose motivation and all that stuff. So, but I am more than happy to record questionnaires and songs, of course. I'm going to do songs. Got one or two in the pipeline, actually, including a collaboration, which is exciting. So yeah, and I thought it was about time that I did my AMA, and goodness me, we're 2.5 minutes into it and I haven't even started with the questions. Let's do that, shall we? That was a big intro, so sorry. So I did scan these a little while ago, and I haven't actually, I'm literally just clicking on my computer right now with the questions. I haven't practiced at all. I haven't, you know, thought about anything. I'll try not to ramble too much because I do ramble like I just did for, wow, we're coming on to 3 minutes now. Okay, let's start with the questions, shall we? Okay. Okay, first question. I don't know if these are chronological or if they're organized by like highly rated. I'm not sure. Anyway, first question is from the Phantom Mistress, and they say, what is your guilty pleasure? Well, my go-to answer is always Twilight, because, you know, it was a big thing like 10 years ago. It's 10 years ago this year that the first film came out. And just after the first film came out, I decided to read all of the books. And this was when I was, because I was in high school and I was a big library nerd. I did have friends, but I wasn't very good at socializing with them. So during lunch hours, I would spend my lunch break in the library and I would read and read and read. And this was back when we were like, we had to fill in these sheets with like what we read that week and all that stuff. And I read all the Twilight books. Became a really big fan. Obviously, there are elements of it that I agree with the rest of the world about, like that fucking fight scene in Breaking Dawn Part 2 when, oh, it was all in Alice's head or whatever it was, like it didn't actually happen. What the fuck was that anyway? But, and I also really, really got into Twilight fan fiction and fan fiction in general. And not only that, and I don't think I've actually told anyone this, I used to do Twilight role-playing. There were these websites, I think it was, I think the name of the host of these websites was Ning, N-I-N-G, and there were a whole bunch of different websites, big and small, and a lot of times you would have to audition, in air quotes, to play the role of one of the characters from Twilight, and I played a whole bunch of people, you know, Alice, Renesmee. I never got Bella, and I was never really interested in Bella. Bunch of random peeps. There's like a million characters in the Twilight universe, so it's fine. And then the website started charging people for using their websites, so we moved to a different one for a bit, and then everyone kind of realised that, oh, it's shit now, we can't use these websites. So, stopped doing it. But yeah, it was a ride, it was a journey. So that's probably my guilty pleasure, Twilight. Specifically Twilight fan fiction about a particular character from the book series. I basically read stuff exclusively about this character. He's played by Michael Sheen. Anyway, moving on. Second question from this lady. Favourite sweet treat? Tiramisu. It's my favourite dessert, and I make a very good one if I do say so myself. Three, if you could have dinner with one person, living or dead, who would it be? I've got a million answers for this question, and it changes. I think it depends on the context. Like, you know, favourite author, or favourite actor, or favourite scientist, or favourite, you know, there's like a whole bunch of different contexts, I think. Or if we're talking about non-famous people, like, you know, dead relatives and stuff. Like, there's like a whole bunch of people. But the first person that comes to mind is Stephen Fry, because that man is a national and international treasure. And I probably wouldn't be able to keep up with him on an intellectual level. But I don't have to say anything. He can just talk. I'll just sit there sipping a cream tea and just listening. That'd be great. I'd love that. Just talk at me, Stephen Fry. I'm happy. You're great. No, but I would love to meet that man. He is an incredible human being. And that would be a very interesting conversation, I'm sure. So thank you, the Phantom Mistress. That was really, really good. Let's see. Second set of questions come from 13thfox. Let's see, question number one, how did you get involved in GWA? Now, I actually made an audio about this well over a year ago, and it was a ramble fap, but I will say it again without, you know, moaning in between every sentence. I got into GWA because we all started a couple of years ago. A friend of mine showed me this Tumblr page, which is kind of sad now thinking about this whole thing Tumblr's having with removing adult content from its website, which I think is bollocks. But there was a Tumblr page, and I can't remember. Oh, there was a Tom Hiddleston soundalike guy who's actually currently on GWA under a different name. And he does audios. Really good voice impressionist. Like his accents are bloody fantastic. His voice acting skills are really, really good. And he did this series of little things on Tumblr called Loki's Dirty Whispers, which was a page already on Tumblr where people would create these things. Like it was like text with a background of Tom Hiddleston as Loki, and it was dirty things that Loki might say. It's for fans of Loki, basically, from the Avengers films. And I wasn't really a huge fan until I listened to these audio clips of him doing these impressions of these texts, you know, from this Tumblr page in a perfect Loki accent. And because of that, I fell in love with the fucking character. Absolutely amazing. And then I think through this guy, I found another Tumblr page called Gentleman Switch, and through him found GWA, because he talks about it a lot in his audios, and he is a regular poster. You know, it's Carnivore from GWA. He sent me here, and first time I got to GWA, it was around Christmas, so everyone was posting Santa related things, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to run away for a little bit, because Christmas and sex to me don't really go together. Just picturing Santa being sexy just makes me feel a little bit sick. So, but I came back once all the Christmas stuff had ended. And yeah, haven't looked back. That's good. Let's see. Two, how did you pick your username? Actually, from fanfiction, it's not the same username, but I had a very similar username on fanfiction. And so, I'm trying to remember what it was on fanfiction. It was something on fanfiction. Yeah, it was another word, it was another synonym for red, and it was something to do with singing. So I thought, so I decided to come up with something that was similar to my fanfiction one. So I thought another synonym for red, which is crimson, and another thing to do with singing, which was songbird. So I came up with that like that, because I liked my fanfiction one, but I didn't want to use the same one, because I don't remember the reason now, actually, but anyway. Three, what turns you on audio-wise, kinks or words or accents or whatever? My main thing really is non-con stuff, there's nowhere else I can admit this shit, which is really sad. But my main thing is the big old rape tag. I do like that kind of stuff. That's my thing. Secondly, gotta be a dominant male. Like, I won't listen to anything else. It has to be MDOM, 100%. But it is very rare that I listen to vanilla stuff. So MDOM and Raper are the two main tags I go for. Oh my god, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. I do like, I do like age difference, but age play, but it's more, I like the kind of power play thing. So, for example, teacher and student, and that, you know, that kind of taboo difference kind of scenario. Do you know what I mean? I like that kind of stuff as well. So yeah, those are my main things for audio turn-ons, definitely. And when it comes to like words, I like the typical DDLG stuff. I don't like, you know, like, oh my god, daddy, like, I don't like the babyish kind of little girl. I fucking hate that stuff. But I do like DDLG and the terms that come with it. Not so much baby girl, but every now and again, you can slip a baby girl in there. but like, you know, daddy, little girl, all that kind of stuff. I like all that stuff. And I love a British accent, but American accent's great as well. Canadian, like, I'm not really fussed. As long as I can understand what you're saying, and the voice naturally turns me on, because I'm sure there's Americans out there who are terrible at doing this kind of audio recording. There are also Americans out there that are really good at it. Sometimes I don't think the accent matters. I think it's the performance, you know. You could be Mongolian and be able to do it better than some Canadian dude, you know. So, yeah. So I think it just matters. I think it depends on the performance. Do you have a favourite insult? Cunt. I love calling people cunts. I only reserve that word for the almightiest of idiots, you know, like So that girl, Becky, that called me a bitch is a twat or a dickhead. That guy that was really homophobic on TV, that guy's a cunt. You know, it's the absolute twat. Donald Trump is a cunt, you know. It's that kind of thing. So, but I like the word cunt. I like it in other contexts as well, but I love calling people cunts. Mainly because it used to be one of these words that used to really shock me, and now I've just kind of taken it and gone with it, and it doesn't shock me as much anymore, but I still like the punch that it has. Let's see. 5. What would you say is your spirit animal? Yeah, this could be serious or silly. It's up to you. It's not going to be serious. Come on. Yeah, I guess a bird of some description. I love robins. Robins are really sweet. They've always been my favourite bird. And they're red and they're pretty. And yeah. I also quite like red squirrels. I like dogs. Yeah, I don't know. We'll go with robins. I like a robin. And 6, who has had the biggest influence on you as a person and how? Yeah, probably a couple of prominent members of my family have had a big influence on me. I don't really know, because yeah, people say like, oh, who were your idols and who influenced you? I don't know. I just grew up like a normal person and this is who I am, and I have no idea why I am the way I am. So I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that one. People have influenced me. Thank you very much for those questions. Next set comes from Captain Jericho. No, I remember reading these questions and laughing my ass off. So here we go. 1, are you for realsy posh? If so, is it my cousin has a degree posh, or I have a degree posh, or my parents have a villa posh, or my butler set up my GWA account posh? Okay, so here's the tea. I'm not really, really posh. I will admit that it's not that I put on this posh accent. It's just I like to enunciate when I'm recording so people understand me. And with the accent that I have, when I enunciate, I come across as a posh twat. And I do. And I'm not going to apologise for that, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. I'm so posh. Yeah, because my accent is so, like, base level, basic as fuck English. Like, there's no really, like, you can call it maybe slightly southern, like maybe like Queen's English. I don't fucking know, anyway. But in reality, like, my voice is kind of posh. But because, you know, when I'm hanging out with people, obviously I speak in a much more relaxed kind of way as opposed to giving a presentation kind of way. So like I'll talk a bit more like this and then you won't be able to understand a single word I'm saying, and then talk really fast, and then I'm actually, my real voice is kind of like this, and it's really like you can't understand what I'm fucking saying when I talk normally. So the level of posh I am is I have a degree posh. Not my cousin has a degree, my parents don't have a villa, but yes, I have a degree posh. So yeah, I'm kind of posh, I'm kind of not. Come from a working class family, but my grandmother taught her daughter to speak with like a very normal kind of accent, like, because they come from Portsmouth, which is different to my accent, and anytime my mum would speak with that accent, she'd get a slap on the wrist and be told how to, you know, to talk normally, like enunciation, Queen's English, proper, like, hello there, that kind of thing. So I think that's where I get it from, because she was taught to speak like a posh person, and I got a bit of that, I guess. So anyway, Number two, how do you respond to the growing community that believe you are a rogue AI learning to speak like a human so that you can one day infiltrate the management ranks of Greg's, the bakery chain, to officially change it into a franchise of frog ranches? I literally have no idea how to respond to that question. What? I literally have no idea. Unless you want me to impersonate Siri and say something like, I'm sorry, I can't answer that question for you right now and prove to the world that I actually am an AI. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know. What are your top 20 favourite brand of trumpet mutes / mufflers? Not gonna answer. What? I don't know how to answer that either. Four. What's the single most attractive quality in men? We've got a long list here, ladies and gentlemen. Semicolon, a good job / car / house, a sense of humour, a picturesque willy, good taste in crossbows, good style and grooming standards, bodily hotness, shares in Google, cockiness, broodiness, take chargeness, hypertrichosis, elevation of status within Finnish nobility, not being jealous of your spear collection, descendancy from John the Baptist, or ability to quickly beat Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Sega Master System 2. Oh god. Okay, right, things that a guy that I am attracted to, I'm most likely, well, I think being attracted to a guy is natural, like, they could be queen of the world, a king of the world, or they could be, you know, a homeless guy, like, it doesn't matter, it's natural, isn't it, it's like pheromones and shit, I don't know, anyway, but things that I would prefer to have in a man that I am going to have relations with. Number one, has to be attractive physically. What that is to me, I don't know. It's the thing of like, I look at someone and I'm just like, ooh. Like, I don't know what my type is. But, I mean, I like guys with dark hair. I like a bit of facial hair. I don't know. But yeah. And prefer them to be taller than me, but I don't really mind, or at least as tall as me. Gotta have a sense of humour, that's absolutely true. Picturesque willy, as long as it works, I don't really care. Shares in Google, I mean, that'd be nice, but no. They've got to, not cockiness, they've got to be confident for me, because I don't want them to like completely dominate without my consent, in a sense of like, they make all the decisions, darling, you just shut up and get back in the kitchen. Like, I don't want that kind of shit. Like, I want dominance. I don't want, as you say, take chargeness. But they've got to be confident. They don't have to be into the BDSM kind of thing, as long as they're not, you know, whimpering, yes miss, no miss kind of people, then that's absolutely fine. Because obviously I'm a submissive woman, I prefer being dominated, whether, like, doesn't necessarily have to flow through to, like, normal life, but in the bedroom at least, I like to be dominated. But if they're not into that, then that's absolutely fine. But as long as they're not like a cowering little schoolboy, that, you know, if they are like that, then that's just like the biggest of turn-offs for me. So descendancy from John the Baptist, I don't know. Yes, I mean, that would be lovely. I don't know. Anyway, okay, I'm rambling again. But yes, they have to be an attractive male. If we're talking like dream guys, like a couple of people that I've heard on here, confident, dominant, deep voiced, and they know how to compliment a woman and make her feel good. Those are really good qualities, I think. Anyway, Five. Aren't Snicker ice cream bars nice? Have I tried? I think I have tried one of those years ago. As far as I remember, yes, they're lovely. So thank you for those crazy as fuck questions. They were lovely. Okay, next. Stray_thoughts has asked, what was the last thing you binge watched? I don't know if you count it as binge watching, because honestly, these days I haven't got fucking time to binge watch stuff. But I've been showing my partner this. Been showing my daddy this show, and we'll watch like two or three episodes in a row, and then go and do stuff, and then come back and watch the next two or three episodes. So I'll count that because it's one that we've attempted to binge watch. And that's RuPaul's Drag Race, which I've seen every episode of, and I'm now making him sit through. I've made him sit through most seasons, but I haven't shown him season 5, and we're about to watch the finale episode, and he doesn't know who the winner is yet, so that's exciting. And I do, of course I do. Okay, next set of questions come from Moondance With Me. Questions are, fuck, marry, kill, the Friends edition, Joey, Chandler, Ross. Let's see. Fuck Joey, because, well, at least in terms of everyone's opinions on the show, he's the most good looking of the three. Marry Chandler, because I don't care what anyone says, he's hilarious. And kill Ross, because, God, he's pathetic. He's so fucking pathetic. Like, he's funny, but, oh, God, a sad, sad man. What was your favourite childhood toy and why? I don't know. Oh my god, I had this little computer thing. Don't know if it was a computer, it was an electronic toy, and it was shaped like a really old PC, but it was small. It was so small, but it was shaped like a laptop PC, and it had maths games and spelling games and fucking hell, that was fun. And it had a keyboard and everything. It wasn't a real computer, but it was so, so fun. My friend had a marble... Oh, excuse me. My friend had a marble game. The one where you have to, like... You have to build, like, the slides and stuff. And it will, like, go down all the little... That was so much fun. Oh, my God, that was so much fun. I loved the marble game. And I never had it myself. But I played with it. And it was so much fun. And don't know if this counts, but Sims 2. Anyway... Which I still play to this day. If you were queen for a day, which law would you repeal and why? Just going to really quickly Google repeal just to double check I've got the correct definition in my head. Repeal means like get rid of. Yeah, revoke. Okay. Just checking. Anyway, which law would I repeal? It depends on... I don't know. I'm okay with most of the laws we have in this country. I'm trying to think. I don't know most of the laws. There's some laws that I don't know, but what? I really don't know. Like, I don't know enough about the laws of this country to say, like, oh, I don't like that one. I mean... I don't know about laws, I don't know. I mean, that recent fucking case in Cork, was it? Where they decided that because the girl was wearing a thong, it implied consent. I mean, I'd do something about that if I had the power. I don't know if the Queen has the power to do stuff like that, though. But anyway, stuff like that, you know, where really stupid things get passed, like court cases where the guy is absolute or the girl is absolutely guilty and they get off, or they get much less time in prison than they deserve, and it really, really pisses me off. You know, or like, I mean, and this is America, not Britain, so like the Queen doesn't really have anything to do with this, but was it Brock Turner, the guy that was found caught red-handed raping a young woman who was unconscious, and he got 6 months because his dad sent the judge a letter about how, oh, he's a young swimmer and oh, he's good, oh, he's gonna be fine, and oh, you're gonna ruin his life. Like, oh, well, yeah, oh, well, boo fucking who? Will he ruin someone else's life? You know, what the... That stuff pisses me off. So it had to be something like that, something where great acts of injustice are committed. If there was something that the Queen could do to reverse or change those acts or to get people more jail time and that kind of stuff, and people that don't deserve it less jail time, I'd do something like that. But when it comes to laws, I'm completely clueless. I got all serious for a second there. Let's stop doing that. What would be your ideal role in a West End musical? Christine, Phantom of the Opera, is the one that comes to mind. However, on recent review, I don't think I'd be qualified enough. I would love to play Glinda in Wicked, but that's quite a cliche answer. I'm trying to think of an answer that would be less cliche. I would love to be Veronica in Heathers, which I think it's actually just come off the West End, but it was on the West End for a few weeks. It was originally an off-Broadway production. If you have not seen this musical, oh my God, you have to. It's a musical version of the dark comedy film starring Winona Ryder, and it is bloody brilliant. It is so good. It's so dark, and it's so, I don't know if you count, it might be a rock musical, I'm not sure, but it's, the music is really, really good. Like, it's very catchy. It's very, very good. It's not, you know, musical. It's accessible for everybody, I think. Well, everybody with a dark sense of humour anyway, because it's very good. But yeah, but if I didn't play Veronica, I'd love to play anybody in that show. A Dance with the Phantom, Dinner with Sweeney Todd, A Magic Carpet Ride with Aladdin, pros and cons of each. Would love to do the first one, would not like to do the second one because I might be eating human pie, and I'm a bit too scared of heights to be sat on a carpet very high up in the air, so wouldn't like that one. There we go. I don't really know how else to answer them. Okay, last set of questions. Tony Snow has asked, what's your favourite thing about yourself? Ah, my God. I have, this is going to sound really vain, I have a lot of favourite things about myself, because having gone through that stage of that angsty teenage stage of, oh my God, I hate myself, I'm fat, I'm spotty, everyone hates me, I came out the other side and kind of went, oh wait, I'm all right actually. And when it came to, because I used to like weigh myself all the time, I used to be like overly conscious about wanting to lose weight and stuff, not just like in a regular healthy way, in a holy shit, I need to eat a certain amount of calories a day, I need to be, you know, too much for someone like me who had a perfectly healthy body type. Like, I wasn't anorexic and I wasn't obese. Like, I didn't need to focus too much on my weight because I thought I was fat. I was like really over the top about it. But yeah, favorite thing. I don't know. Probably my voice. Let's be more specific. My singing voice. I do love my singing voice. I don't think it's perfect. I think I fuck up a lot when I'm singing. And there are some songs, this is true for most singers, there are some songs that just don't suit me or I don't suit them. Speaking of Heathers, there was a song that I recorded from Heathers and put on Reddit months ago, it was last year I think, and it was Dead Girl Walking. Now that song isn't perfect for me, however, there was another song, A Dead Girl Walking was actually my second choice of song Because what I tried to sing first was a song from the same show called Kindergarten Boyfriend. And it is such a lovely song. It's really great. However, fucking hell, that song is not for me. It requires a lot of, I don't want to say belting, but it requires a lot of chest voice, you know, in it. Whereas I like singing up here, but this one required you to be like, up here, and I just couldn't, I can't do that kind of stuff. You know, I'm sure it's really hard to explain. If you listen to the song anyway, I can do the beginning bit, can't do the end bit. So I get really loud and stuff, and it doesn't sound good. I do go a bit like that in Dead Girl Walking, but not too much. And Dead Girl Walking is a much more fun song to sing anyway, because it's all about sex and stuff, and it's really cool. Anyway, least favorite thing about myself. I don't know. I don't know, my thighs are pretty big, but I don't really give a shit, honestly. There's one point, one day where I was just like, I just don't care. Like, if I get fat arms or fat thighs or whatever, who gives a shit? I don't care. But yeah, I mean, I do need to tone my arms, to be fair, because my arms are a bit big. Like, I mean, the bit between the elbow and the shoulder. So I'd like those to be a bit more toned, not like muscly, not thin, but I just want them to be toned, you know. And I have a thing that I can do it. So I do own dumbbells, but I don't have them with me. I do have this contraption with like a ball in a wheel, and you kind of shake it around, and it's supposed to like turn your arms or whatever. So yeah, I know my arms, but I honestly, I'm fine with them. Like, I just wear long sleeve shit, or I just don't, and I just think, yep, I've got fat arms, fuck it, don't care. So yeah, I don't really have an answer for that, truly, because I do, you know, I did learn to love myself a few years ago, so that's good. I'm sure on bad days I'll come up with a longer list, but I feel quite good about myself today. So, what's your least favourite animal? It'd be probably one of the ones that scare the crap out of me, like spiders or something, but I don't know. See, oh, I thought of one. See, spiders scare me, but I don't dislike them. Like, I kind of get that they have to be scary to ward off people and stuff. And most animals that have some kind of scary appearance or a defense mechanism, like a bite or a sting, they only do it when they need to, and I completely get that. Like a bee, if you are just walking down the street and a bee flies past you, chances are they're not going to do a fucking thing to you. If you start flapping at them and like trying to get them, of course they're going to sting you because they're threatened. However, their yellow and black stripy cousins, the fucking wasps, they are the fucking scourge of the earth. Bees are important. Bees help the environment continue and grow. Without bees, we'd be fucked. Wasps can go fucking die. What is the point of wasps? They attack you for no reason, and when they sting you, they do not die. They can keep on stinging the fuck out of you. Wasps are the most horrible, stupid creature, and I swear to God I want them all dead. And I just realised I read the least favourite before I read the favourite part, so that's weird. Anyway, favourite animal. Let's end it on a positive. Favourite animal. Definitely dogs, but I go back and forth between breeds. Because there's so many. I've got several favourite breeds of animal, but I mean, King Charles Spaniels are absolutely gorgeous. I love Golden Retrievers, I love Huskies, I love Yorkshire Terriers, I love Labradors, I love Poodles, I love Chihuahuas, I love Border Collies, I love Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, I love Cocker Spaniels, Springer Spaniels, I love Bichon Frises, I love most breeds, pit bulls, boxers, pugs, I fucking love pugs are adorable. Anyway, yeah, let's see, German Shepherds, Alsatians, all the massive ones, the St. Bernards, the beautiful, beautiful animals. Rottweilers, I love all dogs. Dogs are incredible, dogs are wonderful, dogs are beautiful, dogs are happiness embodied in a floofy cave of wonder. I don't know, I love them so much. Then last question, do you have any pets? Not with me right now because the flat I'm currently living in doesn't allow pets. However, growing up, I had three pets. I had a cat called Freddy that my parents got before I was born, but only like a few months. So the cat grew with me in a weird way. But she was about, I think, a year or two old when my parents got her. She lived until she was 21, which is a bloody good age for a cat to get to. She started off with another cat called Ginger. It was, they thought she was a boy, so it was Fred and Ginger. And then Ginger ran away, and they found out Fred was a girl, so they called her Freddy. And she was my lovely, sweet, cute little friend. Didn't like me as much when I was growing up because I used to like poke and prod her and go, ooh, what's this? She did love my dad because my dad fed her. But we got closer as she got older and I got older. For a couple of years, For a couple of years, we had a hamster called Lucy. Never actually found out the gender. I just looked at it and went, I want it to be a girl, so it's going to be a girl. Lucy didn't like me too much. She bit me a lot. She escaped a couple of times, but yeah, she died of old age and she was very, very sweet. And I also had a cat called Poppet, who we got in 2005, and she only died a couple of months ago, actually. She was a very, very sweet cat. She lived until she was about 18. She started off as a rescue cat, and I spent, How old was I when we got her? I think I was about 10 or something when we got her. And I spent all of my time gaining that cat's trust, becoming her friend, and teaching her that we weren't going to be horrible to her, getting her comfortable with the house and the environment, and she became our friend, and I loved that cat. She still had this fire in her, you know, right up until her last days. Well, probably for the last few months, she was like an old lady. She would just sit and sleep and do nothing else. But, you know, even when she was getting old and senile, she was still really feisty, but really friendly. And my parents actually had a cremated, which I didn't know you could do for a cat, but there you go. And she's in a cute little box with her name on it. And, yeah. The vets wrote a card to us saying sorry for your loss. It was really sweet. But no, she was a good cat. I would love to have pets, another pet someday. I would love to get a dog. I thought maybe I would get like a cat as a practice, but then I thought, but I don't want a cat. You know, I've had cats. I've been there, done that, got the furry t-shirt because Poppy used to sneak into the drawer under my bed where all my clothes were. And get them all hairy, little bitch. Anyway, but I would absolutely adore a dog. But a dog requires attention, money, and a lot of responsibility, and which I'm not prepared to give right now. So one day I will get a dog. Don't know what kind yet. Although recently I've been really into golden retrievers. They are really nice dogs. Anyway. I believe that's all the questions. Really sorry for rambling. Sorry for, like, I'm not going to edit any of this. Like, this is coming out. This is going out just in one take because it's one of those chill out days. I've got a day off. It's the first day off in a long time. And I'm chilling out, drinking some pop. And I'm recording again for the first time in ages. So I'm happy. So yeah, thank you very much for listening, everybody. And I hope I didn't answer those questions too badly. And yeah, thanks for everyone who sent questions. That was like really nice of you guys. Like, thank you. That was lovely. And I'm gonna like sign off now and like go away and practice this accent. I'm not quite sure where it's from yet. That was like bad Australian. But anyway, I'm gonna leave. Thank you, everybody, and I will be back at some point, hopefully soon. Okie dokie.